The Book of Mormon by Leo Schwartz is currently playing at Indianapolis's Phoenix Theater. Yes, the title is a play on the Book of Mormon and on the name of the leather-lunged diva Ethel Merman. The Book of Mormon is an intimate charmer. It's a three-character fantasy of a musical. The production, directed by Emily Ristine, features Tyler Ostrander and Lincoln Schlentz as a couple of engaging but slightly clueless Mormons on mission. And after the pair work their way through the audience at the Phoenix's Frank and Katrina Bazile basement space to the stage, they ring the doorbell of Jolene Mentick Moffat. Moffat is a gracious, welcoming woman who seems to be channeling Ethel Merman. The Mormons and the audience are gradually smitten. Is she really Ethel Merman? Well, no. The boys have a book that clearly lists Ethel Merman's death date as 1984, but as Moffat handles the role, it doesn't seem to matter. During the play, we delight in accounts of her triumphs, wince with her as the boys recall her disastrous disco recording from 1979, and even wonder with them if a hip-hop album might succeed today. The Mormons are caught up in her open energy and gradually open up to explore their own inner concerns and emotions. Leo Schwartz's songs for the Book of Mormon range from serviceable to inspired. They're close enough to Mormon's hits to make them reminiscent, but not close enough for copyright infringement suits. The song, Be a Mormon, becomes a bit of an anthem for the characters on stage and even for some of us in the audience. The Indianapolis production of The Book of Mormon at the Phoenix Theater continues through June 12th. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.